The birth of the African instrument called the balafone is said in some circles to have been introduced to Madagascar from Asia, perhaps as early as the 9th century in the form of an antecedent. However, this is just one of several notions about this unique instrument's origins. The balafone, a percussive instrument crafted with wood-bearing slabs of various lengths, was at first suspended over the player's shoulders. Its features include hollow gourds, which serve as resonating chambers. Mallets covered in leather or gum rubber are used to strike the slabs or keys. Over time, some scholars believed that the balafone's use quickly spread to other parts of the African mainland, where it garnered significant popularity. Of course, this is only part of the instrument's legendary origins, with similar instruments played in the same manner, found in Ghana, Burkina Faso, and in parts of Central Africa. The balafone is also believed to have been developed independently among South African and South American instruments, attractively known as the marimba. A few historians say the balafone dates back to the Malian Empire in the 12th century. The balafone, which according to African griots or storytellers who orally retain the history of empires, declare that it appeared first in Mali in the 14th century. What is confirmed is that the balafone would appear in ensembles and among traveling musicians performing in the marketplace, village squares, and Royal African orchestras, and before welcoming audiences, especially for grand ceremonial occasions. And with the institution of the transatlantic slave trade, the balafone was fashioned and eventually heard in Latin and South American colonies, where it was further developed by those enslaved. The most common balafone today, favored by contemporary musicians, and complete with 16 to nearly 30 keys or slabs of wood, is often too large to tote around on the shoulders of traveling musicians. The preferred bigger versions rest on the ground, and they produce a richer and more pastoral sound. There's another, somewhat humorous theory, suggesting that the southeast version of the balafone came to Africa around 500 AD, when a group of Malayo-Polynesian-speaking peoples migrated to Africa. With certainty, Europeans liberated this African-centered instrument, perhaps in the early 1500s, with a more modern 1800s version commonly called today the xylophone. What is arguably one of the most significant pieces of evidence regarding the origins of the balafone is that it can be found all across Africa, the second largest continent in both size and population. This makes the idea of it having entered through just one entry point negotiable. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.